Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we're moving through August now.
Yep.
Hey, and I'm looking forward to getting through this month.
Yes, I am too.
And I don't know about where you live, but temperatures seem to have moderated just a bit, more so at night. But even the daytime temperatures, instead of just consistent 100-degree, I know there's parts of the state that are still, you know, getting 100-degree readings.
Right.
But the fact that, you know, we're off of those 80-degree nighttime lows.
Yeah, but some rain would sure be nice.
Oh, we need lots of rain. We absolutely do.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that we maybe could do for critters.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we're going to visit with Justin Spear, one of the duo. He and his brother Klein have Spearag in Uvalde, Texas. They're also part of the driving forces behind Fortified Cottonseed.
Yes.
And going to visit with him as to just what's going on and things maybe we can do during this dry time.
Mm-hmm.
Where we can go get a water tank truck,
you know, right?
water,
yep.
Things of that nature. Plus, we've got some interesting news. We've got an opportunity for all you coastal anglers to have your voices heard to the Gulf Council in person.
Ah,
tell you more about in the upcoming segment. Plus, we've got the outdoor report, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So, you all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And actually, I can't tell if there's a lot going on or if the heat has stifled many of the agencies that normally release information.
Oh, could
but,
be.
Maybe
they're always looking for an excuse.
Yes, yes. That's what governments do.
Yes.
One thing I mentioned at the top of the program that coastal anglers can do is attend the upcoming Gulf Council meeting that's going to be held in Corpus Christi, August 22nd through the 25th. That's a Monday. It's going to be at the Omni Hotel in downtown Corpus Christi, and it'll also be available by webinar. Public testimony is going to be held on Wednesday, August 24th from 1:30 to 5. During the public meeting, the public will have the opportunity to provide comments in person and virtually. To provide public testimony, you must register online and join the webinar. The main focus of this during the meeting will be to take final action on a framework action that considers modifying catch limits for red snapper.
Okay.
Kind of interesting the way that this release is put together.
Oh, okay.
They're going to have the meeting from Monday through Wednesday, but the public comment is Wednesday, at which time they're going to take action on things that they've already decided. You know?
Okay.
But you can still show up and let your voice be heard. And these meetings move around the Gulf states.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director.
Right.
And longtime committee council member, as well as others. But, you know, show up, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Captains, show up.
Yeah.
I mean, let your voice be heard.
When they say the doors are open, come on in, do it.
Yeah, you better believe
right.
it. What you got?
Well, our friends at the National Rifle Association, okay, the NRA Foundation, and USA Shooting, that's where our Olympiads come from, are proud to announce a new partnership that will help remedy an unexpected and critical shotgun ammunition shortage facing the USA Shooting team. Athletes training and competing in the international skeet and trap events use a specific international shot shell, which is difficult to obtain under normal circumstances. Acquiring the specific shot shell has been even more challenging with the existing ammo shortage, ammo that's desperately needed for the team's continued success on the national and international stage. To that end, the NRA Foundation Board of Trustees approved $252,000 of a grant for USA Shooting to be used exclusively for the purchase of ammo that will be used by the national team, national development team, national junior team. For decades, the NRA Foundation has provided essential funding to benefit the shooting sport, says Tyler Schropp, executive director of the NRA Foundation. When we were approached with this opportunity, it just made sense. Thanks to our generous and committed donors, we're able to fulfill this urgent need of America's aspiring Olympians. USA Shooting athletes won a total of 6 medals at the 2020 Tokyo Games, 4 captured in Olympic shotgun events, skeet 2 gold, trap silver, and mixed team trap bronze. And this grant will provide the shotgun team with critical resources needed to continue their winning momentum in preparation for the 2022 World Championships and beyond. So thank you, guys.
Oh, okay. So they're not going to have to go to primitive weapons. I heard that they were going to bring slingshots in.
Right,
you
right.
know, and they weren't going to have, you know, preformed. Yeah. It was whatever the gravel was on the ground was what your load was going to be.
When in doubt, Daisy Red Rider.
Okay. BBs may be in
short
supply.
Yeah, I got to check that out. I don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Had something. I know what. Just finished the August issue of, not August, it's August, we just finished the September issue. There we go. I get lost this time
of right,
year.
Yeah, right, yeah,
the September issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, and Dove theme, lots of good stuff. Harold's got a good article on, what'd you call it, adult?
22s for grown-ups?
For grown-ups, that's what it was. Kind of a cool article,
yeah.
And a little different twist that he puts on information provided. We provide our annual dove hunting forecast with Owen Fitzsimmons, Texas Parks and Wildlife, migratory shorebird, webless, whatever. We call him the dove guy.
Right, okay. Right.
But also talked to a number of outfitters, and Ryan Gardner, owner of 24 Outfitters, Tom Claycomb and I were up there a few weeks ago ringing out some rifles on his long-range shooting. But he gave some reports that was really hopeful. Evidently, dove like a drought. You know.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, this kind of reports. But
I've heard that before, but okay.
Yeah. And there's no planting, really, to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
But there is residual winter wheat from last season that only got 3 or 4 inches high. They couldn't cut it because it would mess up the combine heads. You
okay.
know? But he said while just observing this area, he saw about 500 dove coming in.
Oh my!
Yeah, so that sounded like a heck of a deal. Plus, he's really pumped because he's offering these sandhill crane, these specialty hunts for sandhill crane. Got the decoys.
All right.
Got the blinds. He's ready to get after it. And the farmers are saying, please, come shoot these son of a guns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can go to 24outfitters.com and get more information. CCA Star Tournament. But let me there's a neat story behind something in this week's report.
Okay.
Casey Arntz. It wasn't his typical Monday, and normally he'd be starting his work week, but on this day, he had lost his job.
Oh.
Yeah, and over the weekend, knowing he would not go to work on Monday, he decided to sign up for CCA Star Tournament, got his insurance.
Okay.
Went to Galveston to spend some fishing, and while there, he used a cast net, got a few mud minnows, waded in the water, you know, made a mighty cast with his rod and reel in hand. And the line went taut, set the hook, and as the fish neared, he saw an algae-coated tag.
Ah.
It was a red tag.
Oh, my.
Yes, and he clipped it and, you know, went to West End Marine, turned in the tag.
He's got no job, but now he's got what?
He's got a tax liability.
Yeah, right. Bless his heart.
But he's the latest winner of a Ford truck and the Haney Mercury Coastline trailer. So that's kind of cool. But first thing I thought was, do people know when they win something that, you know?
Yeah, that does
Big
happen.
Big Brother knows about it?
That knock on the door?
Yes.
Just what?
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, what's going on with your favorite group?
Yeah, the Little Nippers. Yeah. That's right. This is the Star Kids Scholarship Division, and these kids are vying for scholarships. It's a new deal this year, so they have a leader that gets a $30,000 scholarship, and they go all the way down to four runner-ups, and the fourth runner-up gets $2,500. So right now, Corin Bashy, age 9, still the leader, 8 pounds, 3 ounce, and Eli Boone, is fourth runner-up right now with a 4-pound, 11-ounce sheep's head. Colt Pry, gaff top leader, 6-pound, 7-ounce. Eli Yabara is fourth place right now with 5 pounds, 12 ounces.
All right, very good. In the Star Teen Scholarship Division, similar setup, $30,000 for the winner, $2,500 for fourth runner-up. Julian Toboda leads sheep's head, 10 pounds, 4 ounce, and Riley Hendricks, age 12, leads gaff top, 8 pounds, 1 ounce.
Well, let me flip this thing over here, huh? Mm-hmm. Now we're going out. These are things to buy weight, friends. And the inshore division, sheep's head leader, 9 pound, 6 ounce, Stephen Morales. Gaff top leader, 8 pound, 5 ounce, William Hendricks. Black drum leader, 15 pound, 8 ounce, Hunter Fesco.
In the Hoffpower offshore division, the kingfish leader remains Riley Moffitt, 44 pounds, 8 ounces. Walker Rhodes leads Dorado, 45 pounds, 13 ounce. Thomas Ramsden leads Ling, 70 pounds, 13 ounce. And the Red Snapper leader, it's got to be 20 pounds or larger, Pike Burns Thomas.
Okie doke. And the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, we've already talked about Lucky Casey Arntz and the two others that have been certified winners, Marco Rocha and Heriberto Flores.
Still got two trucks
to go, and then there's still five boat, motor, trailer packages.
Absolutely. In the Blue Tag Division, we got three certified winners that win a boat package, Stephen Barris and Randall Kelly, as well as Kimberly Sherwan. So the boats are gone, but still we got some nice gift cards that are available.
That's right. So where can we sign up? Because if you're going to go on the water like this, like Mr. Arntz did right before he went, buy that insurance policy. Where do you get that?
Yeah, you can go to the CCA Texas, you know, website.
Mm-hmm.
That is startournament.org.
I think so.
Something like that.
Well, so our research. Team will check that out to be sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking that question, Harold, that caught us off guard.
Well, I'm sorry about that. It's ccatexas.org.
That's one of them, but actually the better is startournaments.org.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. While we regroup,
yes,
we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Folks, it is showtime in Texas. We've been hearing and talking about the Hunter's Extravaganza, and talked to Clifford Cheadle this week. And I know he's going to be at Houston. They're going to have a booth. So there's you an opportunity to stop by and see some of the products that we've been talking about. Other things that have come in, and visit and discuss what may work for your budget, as well as your hunting needs. If you can't make it there, we'll find out and let you know next week or so if they're going to be in Dallas next week.
Okay.
And then San Antonio in 2 weeks. You can also go to their website at thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Yeah, it'll open up a whole new world of hunting. It's amazing. It's sort of otherworldly also when you're looking at that stuff.
It is different.
You know, those moving images out there? It is different indeed. Okay, check out the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is the first of four best days of the week. This Sunday is a good one. Monday slips to fair with Tuesday rebounding to good. Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, a trio of best days. Next Saturday is another good one. Next Sunday is rated as fair. This weekend, look for game to be actively feeding from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from late morning until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. On Thursday, August the 11th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday as well as Monday and Tuesday make up a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are three more days with a double tide scheduled each day. Next Saturday, a three tide day with two highs, one low. Next Sunday, a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, I look at the reports from CCA Star Tournament, and particularly on the offshore side.
Sure.
And I'm going, there's some opportunities there.
Right.
I mean, there's always opportunities.
Right.
But some of the size fish. Then I'm looking on the inshore about what tags have and have not been caught.
Uh-huh.
This is August, and there's going to be some changes taking place. One of the things that takes place are schooling redfish. They're going to school up. They're going to do their migration. Redfish are what are tagged.
Yeah.
Folks, you really need to get out there and do some fishing. Plus, we're going to see an influx of shrimp, some being pushed out of the marsh. You're going to see bird activity over in Calcasieu. All the way down to really Matagorda, there's some good bird activity. And then you're going to want to play the tides. Get a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal and look at your salooner tables as well as the tides. Find times that that match up or cross, you know,
right,
where you've got a good feeding period along with some good tidal activity. Tell you, there's been some great fish caught. Captain Joey Farah out of Corpus Christi fishing the Upper Laguna Madre. Some really good monster trout that are not legal right now, but are being caught and photographed and, and then released.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Getaway is catching some good fish. Getaway Lodge out of Port Mansfield. Captain Brian Barrera is going crazy, and he's about to get into some big tarpon.
Ah.
I mean, I'm talking about some big, big tarpon.
How big?
Like maybe to 200 pounds.
Oh, that's big.
That's big,
yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, really some good opportunities as we move through this last full month of summer.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yo.
What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas. Conroe.
Right.
Eater-sized fish are 8 to 20 feet of water on catfish, bubblegum, liver, worm, shrimp, or any other stinky bait. Black bass are good in 11 to 21 feet of water using creature baits
baits. Read that before the black bass, because we're actually talking about catfish.
Do not pre-bait or chum?
Yes.
Okay. Do not pre-bait or chum, because you will be overrun with brim and tiny catfish.
There you go.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's important stuff.
I didn't clean my eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fork. Okay. The crappie on Lake Fork are about as stacked up as they have ever been right now, but the bite has been about as finicky as it's ever been also. Fish that will bite good one day may not bite at all the next, so cover water and find fish that will bite this time of year. Just go out there and get them. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good early in the morning with topwater frogs along grass ledges and off points and drops with Carolina rigs and crankbaits. Toledo Bend. The back feeder creeks are clear and the main lake is clear with no rain. Bass are in the same pattern with early morning topwater bites and topwater bites poppers, tiny torpedoes, buzz baits, popping frogs, flukes, and spooks. Then mid-morning, as the fish go deeper into 12 to 30 feet of water, transition to 8 to 12-inch ribbon-tail worms in plum apple June bug or June bug red. Athens. Bass are schooling early and late in the day, biting small white moving baits in top waters along the main lake grass lines with jigs and shaky head ribbon-tail worms. Limestone. Crappie are good in 12 to 18 feet of water around brush and standing timber using minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 4 to 14 feet of water on docks and points using Texas or Carolina rigs and crankbaits. Palestine bass are good on docks with big-eyed jigs and rage-tail craws. White bass, largemouth, and hybrid stripers are good along the I-55, or is that 155 roadbed?
It's big, 155.
Well, 155, okay, with big, deep diving crankbaits. Sorry, I'm a little watery in my eyes today, Chris. Thank you, allergies. Texoma. Striped bass are good with topwaters early in the morning, switching to slabs after the topwater bite tapers off. Large schools are in open water.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir channel catfish are great in 3 to 10 feet of water along the edge of grass with cheese bait. Bass continue to have a good early morning topwater bite, switching to swim baits, Ned rigs, and drop shots along ledges in 20 to 40 feet of water. Choke Canyon, It's another low lake, but bass continue to be good on topwater frogs at sunrise near the 99 Bridge. Falcon gar fishing is good in 3 to 10 feet of water with cut carp, tilapia, and shad. Catfish are good along main lake points. Allen Henry, crappie are good in standing timber in 25 feet of water. Coleman, crappie are good on jigs and minnows over brush piles. Hybrid striper are good on imitation type baits. They're chasing bait all over the lake. And you got Brady coming up.
Indeedy, heading to the hill country. Bass are good in the submerged salt cedars with soft plastics. Channeling bluecats are good on cut bait or live perch on the lower end of the lake. Buckhannon, still good for most species of fish. You can find largemouth bass around rock piles, shallow early and deeper later, out to 25 feet of water. Canyon, bass are good holding over brush piles and grass edges in 18 to 24 feet of water. Biting on Carolina rigs, drop shots, and Ned rigs. LBJ, lake is still producing some good bass, super shallow at the start of the day around laydowns and water willow using a small swim bait or a soft jerk bait like a super fluke and a frog. Later on, go out deep on rock piles and throw a shaky head, jig, or Texas rig craw worm or power worm in watermelon or green pumpkin colors to get those bigger fish to eat. Travis, bass are good in 15 to 30 feet of water in and around marinas using small swim baits and shaky heads. Cloudy mornings have a longer topwater bite going on with topwater poppers and walking baits at sunrise on brush piles near docks and along the shorelines.
The countdown to traditional fall hunting seasons continues. We are 3.5 weeks from the opening of traditional fall hunting seasons on September 1. We still have our South Zone javelina season, other open counties for squirrel that runs through August 31. Coming up, we've got August 15th, the license go on sale.
Yes.
And then just get out and practice and find that ammunition that you need.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. You've been on or off-road this week?
Well, one you'll appreciate, a gas guzzler, Bubba.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, Bill loves to support our economy, friends. I want you to know that. And this is the...
Drill, baby, drill.
That's right. This is the 2022 Silverado Crew High Country four-wheel drive from Chevrolet. Got the 6.2 liter Ecotec V8, 420 horsepower, 460 pound-feet of torque, 13,000 pounds of towing. But, of course, the High Country, that means it's plush. This thing's got all kinds of stuff. Forward collision alert, front pedestrian braking, lane keep assist, following distance indicator, high-def surround vision and bed view, trailer side blind zone alert, front and rear park assist, rear cross traffic braking, rear pedestrian alert. Wow. Auto-locking rear axle. Of course, you know, you can go two-wheel, four-wheel, all the wheels you want. Control start assist. Premium Google's built in for you techies. 12.3-inch diagonal screen for the driver and that information center. Bose premium sound. Beautiful plush interior, dual zone climate control, and more. Outside corner step rear bumper, which helps. 12 tie downs in the cargo bed. Chevy Tech sprayed on bed liner, LED lighting. Automatic fuel management with this thing. It'll help it somewhat. Heads up display is kind of cool. Power retractable assist steps, which come in handy when you're as short as I am. This big whopper is getting 15 miles per gallon in the city, 20 on the highway. Fuel management does help a bit. Starting out at 60,000, this thing was loaded at 68 with all these extra goodies. Great-looking vehicle, too. 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab High Country 4-Wheel Drive.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Justin Spear, Spear Ag, Fortified Cottonseed. He's on his way.
Get some.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Now, folks, from what was just said, probably there's a lot of important information there.
Yes.
And one of them is the advantage of limited intake.
I like that.
Cost-effective.
I like that even more.
2-to-1, better than a 2-to-1 savings over a normal protein regimen. Okay. We know there's a drought. Native forage is not really available. We're probably not going to have much of a mass crop. You ought to be feeding fortified cottonseed year-round. Help the mama deer take care of the babies and get those bucks in shape for the upcoming rut. There's more of the story that can be seen at fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. And a guy that knows maybe just a little bit.
Is this crass commercialism on our part?
I'm no, absolutely not.
It just worked out that way.
It's just not. How would you even dare say something
How
like
would
that?
I? No. That's right. Well, we wouldn't have him on
if
it wasn't a great product.
Why you say things that you do normally.
Yeah, well, too late.
Justin Spear.
Yes.
Spear
Ag. Proud this morning.
Hey. We're good. How are you doing, Justin? Hey.
I'm good. How are y'all?
All right. You know, with our relationship, it started with Spear Ag, and then this thing called Fortified Cottonseed kind of exploded on the scene. Let's while we talk about the spot that y'all do with us each week, let's talk a little bit, because I know one question that normally pops up is talking about the two blends, the red blend and the yellow blend, and one is safe for sheep and goats, but the other's not. What's the deal there? What's the story?
Well, the difference between the red and the yellow is that the yellow bag has got higher amounts of copper in it.
Okay.
And copper can be toxic to sheep, so therefore, or exotic species of sheep as well, that could very well be toxic to them. So we just try to keep it safe, make sure that if you are feeding whitetail and you don't have sheep, go ahead and feed the yellow bag because you get the higher copper levels.
Ah, okay. All right.
If you're on the fence, don't know for sure, feed the red bag. You're going to get the same vitamin and mineral pack, just minus the copper.
Well, this originated here in Texas, and when I talked to, one of the team, Hunter Barrett, one of your buds, man, this thing is going up to the Midwest, over into New Mexico, elk, other things. I mean, this is really taken off. Have you found a place where it has not shown proven results?
No. Everywhere it goes, it's showing its results, and people are buying it left and right. It's getting harder and harder to keep in stock.
Hey, Justin, this is Harold. A question, too, because obviously it controls a lot of what you guys do. The cotton crop, how are we doing there? Because this drought is affecting so many other things, but cotton seems to be doing okay.
That's a good, very good question.
Yeah.
Cotton crop, you know, where it's irrigated, there's going to be a nice cotton crop around this year. You get down on the coastal plain, up in the panhandle, cotton crops are going to be real short, so seed's going to get short, and we're doing our best to get out there and get in front of it and get all of our seed bought up right now so that we can meet the current demand plus an increased growth and demand that's coming forward in the next year.
Well, mentioned that our relationship started when I met you and your brother, Klein, Spear Ag, and I want to get into that story. Interesting, you know, long-time Uvalde family, lots of interest, but Justin, we're up against the mid-portion of the program, so hang on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll be right back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The 33rd Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of almost 100 prizes in 7 divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Whataburger, Haney Boats, and Mercury Marine. Winners spotted. Sign up at startournament.org. Local bait camps and marinas. Sign up now.
The original Texas Hunting Show is back. For 46 years, the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza has been the official kickoff to Texas hunting seasons. Visit the world's top outfitters and guides. Get ready for the field with the latest hunting gear, rifles, clothes, and accessories. The granddaddy of them all is back August 5 through 7 in Houston. And this year only August 12 through 14 in Dallas at the K. Bailey Hutchison. And August 19 through 21 in San Antonio. Get the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza on your calendar. More info at ttha.com.
We continue our conversation with Justin Spear, Spear Ag. Let me give you a couple of websites as we get into this next segment. FortifiedCottonSeed.com and then also SpearAg.com. As I mentioned, first met you and your brother Klein in Uvalde. Give us a little family history of what you and your family did and are doing out in that beautiful town of Uvalde.
Oh, Bill, we've been here for a while. We farm and ranch here in Uvalde. We're third generation farmers and ranchers here, and we kind of, when we were in college and getting out of college, we started branching out, started messing with commodity trading a little bit, and then before you knew it, commodity trading turned into bagging deer corn, and then deer feed, bird feed, and eventually led to a feed store and a service-related company.
You kept raising your hand, didn't you?
There you go. That's what happened.
We just take a little more of the candy bar.
That's right. Oh, Justin, I got to ask you something, because we always tout it. Why do pigs and raccoons don't mess with this product?
On the cottonseed?
Yeah.
The fat and oil content and the gossypol in it, their stomachs cannot handle it. So once they get it, it'll make them have a tummy ache, get a little sick, and they may play with it, but they're not going to consume it.
Okay.
You've got other products besides fortified cottonseed that y'all do, and one of the ones that has always intrigued me, it's kind of a catch-all, if you would, Feeder Max. That's got a little bit of everything for deer to quail and turkey, right?
Yes, sir. We got several blends there. We got the Sendero blend, which is corn, milo, and sunflowers. Feeds quail, turkey. Every one of the the FeederMax blends are designed to come out of a spin cast feeder. Another big one is the candy corn. It's corn, peanuts, and sunflowers. Peanuts are awesome attractant for deer and makes an excellent road feeder feed. And then we got a corn and soybean mix as well.
You know, I'm hearing about soybeans. Why is that? You know, you got your corn soybean blend in the Feeder Max line. What's the deal? What's so intriguing about soybeans is the protein content?
Yes, the protein content. You know, you can take and jack up your protein and your deer corns going out your spin cast from 5% up to where somewhere 15-16% protein coming out by using the soybeans in there.
Now, is that more targeted toward the deer, or do birds also ingest soybeans?
That's more targeted towards the deer.
Okay.
The Sendero is more for your birds, turkeys, your quails, things of that nature.
I tell you what, they've also got to line up the supplies, and, you know, if you're in livestock, which, you know, you know a bit about kids' rodeos, don't you?
Just a little bit.
Anyway, they've got some great lineups. I'm always stopping by when I'm in the area going, you got any T-post?
Oh, okay.
you got this, you got that, you know, great help. Okay, one of the things that we said we're not going to talk about, we're going to talk about. That's what friends do for friends.
Yeah, of course.
No, I'm looking at the website, spearag.com, and under services, okay?
Right.
Y'all have had your free delivery, year-round grain purchasing, your fertilizer and seed application. But then there's other things. Are these teasers? Are these things you're starting to develop? I mean, there's other services that are listed here that, man, how are you going to staff up to take care of that?
In today's economy, it's a tough challenge.
Ah,
right.
You know, we started out doing custom fertilizer and overseeding applications, as well as some custom farming for some people as well. But as the store's taken off and our services with the store have taken off, you know, we've branched out a little bit and helping do some feeder fills, helping do a little bit of stuff on the ranch. Ranch owners not there, absentee or shorthanded, you know, we'll step in and try to help out a little bit in any way we can.
You know, find
there are some company guys around that are starting their own ranch service businesses here, filling feeders, cleaning Senderos, stuff like that. If we can't do it, we can get you in touch with somebody.
There you go.
That's great.
I mean, that's the kind of service, you know, old family, old school type.
Right. Well, like we were talking about earlier on, you guys have a water truck?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you do?
It's not gonna haul water the way we need it to haul water.
Well, I know. I was gonna say bring it up to Mason, because I am now out of the cattle business as of last week because of this drought condition. And as we said earlier in the program, that's another good reason to load up on fortified cottonseed, because there's not much else out there for them to eat right now, right?
Supplemental feeding. I don't care if it's cottonseed protein, alfalfa, whatever it is. Get the supplemental feed out there right now, because these pastures are not going to be able to sustain what these deer are fixing to go through, coming through,
yeah,
going into fall, going into a winter. Even if it starts raining today, we are not going to produce enough tonnage on these pastures to carry us all winter.
Let's go back a little over a year ago to February 2021 when Winter Storm Uri came in, okay? Mm-hmm. And particularly like for exotics, our native animals have the coats to weather that. But some of those exotics, it goes back to kind of the cattleman's mentality. Those that fed and had water available.
And some shelter.
That pretty much they weathered the storm. But those that just said, they're going to fend for themselves, they didn't, right?
No, they didn't. And you can tell where people supplemental fed. You can see where cottonseed was fed. Those animals tended to thrive much better. And I think a lot of it with cottonseed had to do with they had some extra fat built up in them. They were prepared. They weren't malnourished by any means.
Yeah, you know, I'm amazed sometimes when people seem to be short-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
They've spent the money for the property or inherited it.
Right.
Maybe they put up a high fence, you know, if they're going to do a game operation. And then to not, you know, provide what's needed to sustain during difficult times, that doesn't make sense.
It's a shame to watch people put millions of dollars into improvements, but not keep up with the day-to-day management of the operation of whatever livestock, wildlife there is on that ranch.
You know, this is one of the reasons why I really enjoy. I always learn. I'm married into a ranching family, but I don't come from a ranching background, Harold, like your family did.
Right.
You know,
right.
But talking to Justin and Klein, you know, and others, you can learn a heck of a lot. And for all of you urbanites that are going out and buying your little piece of heaven out in the country, you need a good source of reliable information, and Spearag. Spearag.com certainly is one of them. Before we get out of time completely, real quick, anything else that's coming up? We've got shows, and I got a high school buddy that I introduced you all last year. He's got a place over on the Pecos River, and he went all in on fortified cottonseed. Did away with the protein. Went all in. Anything coming up besides shows that you all are doing or need to let our listeners know about?
No, right now we're going to be at San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston at Trophy Hunter Shows.
Right.
We just got through doing a couple of trade shows for distributors as well. That way, you can start finding your fortified and your feeder mix at hopefully your local feed stores as well.
Tractor Supply comes to mind.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Very good. Again, fortifiedcottonseed.com, spearag.com. Our guest today, Justin Spear, Spearag. Hey, Justin, appreciate, as always, you being a guest on Texas Outdoor News.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Justin. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, find the right page. Oh, here we go. All righty. Through September 5, we've been talking about it, the CCA Star Tournament. Sign up for that, friends. Please, ccatexas.org, where you can check that stuff out. Through this Sunday, August 7, Hunter's Extravaganza, the NRG Reliance Center in Houston. For information, huntersextravaganza.com. Bill's going to be there. August the 11th, Fayette County Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in LaGrange. Check ducks.org for info. August 12th, 14th, Hunter's Extravaganza, Dallas K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. North Texas Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet is going to be in Grapevine on August 13th. And go to rmef.org on that one. Washington County Chapter of the Wild Turkey Federation Banquet in Brenham, and that's going to be the 13th again, so nwtf.org for that. August 15, fishing hunting license go on sale statewide, so don't procrastinate on that one. Get her done, and then go to one of these great events, support these great groups in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun, and miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Justin Spear, Spear Ag Fortified Cottonseed. Point I wanted to make was Uvalde's location.
Yep.
Really servicing Central Texas, well up into the Hill Country, all of South Texas. If you've got a need, check these folks out. I mean, they've been doing it. They continue to do it. Very, very service-oriented and just good people.
Well, a great product. As you say, Tractor Supply has it, and they're everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. That's on the Fortified Cottonseed.
Right.
But there's Fortified, and then there's Spear Ag. So
sure.
Check out both of them.
Well, let's do it then.
All right.
You got a website?
Yeah, fortifiedcottonseed.com. I thought I said that.
That's
a start.
Well, I just thought I'd throw it in again. You know,
okay.
Hey, do remember, of course, that we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. We archive all the shows there. So if you go, what'd they say? What was that website for Fortified Cottonseed? Well, it's right there. Just click on the show that you're interested in. And also, of course, you can get it at Stitcher Smart Radio. You can find us on Facebook. And when you do that, you know, play the game with us, okay, friends? Sign up and like us on Facebook and then spread the word and then share every time you see our show up there so it gets the word out there. Remember, whether you're on the water or in the field, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.